previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
There's a tomb underneath the church. A spell sealed Catherine in that tomb, protecting her. I'm gonna bring her back.
She's not here!
You saved everyone in the church?
We've taken up residence at a farmhouse just outside of town.
All 25 vampires?
Some.
I hate this house. I didn't stay locked up for 145 years to end up locked up here.
So where's Bethan?
She won't be coming back.
My wife, Isabel, spent her life researching paranormal activity in this area.
What have you done to my wife?
I turned her.
Maybe there is such a thing as vampires. They're just different from the way we always thought they were. You got a problem with blood, Anna? I knew this girl, Vicky. She was attacked by an animal, a bite to the neck. And then I saw your face.
Why would you confront me about it?
Because maybe it's true about Vicky. And also because I want you to turn me.
A flash of lightning illuminates the night around Jenna's clapboard house. Dark-haired Elena lies sleeping in her lamp-lit bedroom. The crash of thunder wakes Elena, who sits up with a start. A window has blown open. She goes to shut it. Anna and Jerry in his bedroom.
Love storms.
Is that a vampire thing? Because I read vampires don't like running water.
It's only Dracula. Yeah, he was a complete wuss. Never showered, very smelly.
Seriously?
First rule about vampires, don't believe anything you read.
Yeah, you gotta tell me more, I gotta know.
No, you don't, because you're not gonna be one.
Come on, you can't keep saying no to me.
Look, I'm not gonna turn someone who learned everything he knows about vampires from Netflix.
That's not true, and you know it.
He flops back on the bed.
Why do you even want this? Give me one good reason.
Because
He looks into her eyes.
Let me know when you can finish that sentence. Hey, you're still up.
Hey, what's up?
Looks like there's a big storm rolling in. Can you help make sure all the windows are closed?
Yeah, sure.
Anna had disappeared, but Pearl's Frederick whittles wood.
We're running low on blood. Might want to send Anna to the hospital for some more.
I'll send her out for some tomorrow.
Maybe I could go with her. The storm keeps it dark enough, I might be able to go out during the day. No sun and all.
I'm afraid not. Not after your stunt at the Salvatore house tonight.
He and his brother deserved it.
And where did they get you?
Your girlfriend Bethan is dead. And you have no one to blame but yourself. We cannot live our lives about revenge. We have to have better control of our emotions.
I understand, Miss Pearl. Just wish I knew what you were up to.
She sits near him. A fire blazes in the grate.
I'm going to make an exploratory visit into town tomorrow to assess who's under the influence of Vervain and who isn't. Anna tells me that the players haven't changed much. It's still the Lockwoods, the Forbes, the Fells.
We should kill every last one of them.
We are smarter than that, Frederick. These people are not our enemies. We don't hold grudges and resentments. We'll get our town back. We just have to have patience.
Pearl gets up and leaves a grim-faced Frederick. Obscure figures enter the room behind him.
You heard her. No revenge. Patience. Self-control.
He eyes the stake he's whittled.
She seems to have it all figured out, doesn't she?
He fondles the stake. The Vampire Diaries. At the Salvatore's, Damon nails down a panel.
I say we go to Pearl's, bust down the door, and annihilate the idiot that attacked us last night.
Yeah, and then what? We turn to the rest of the House of Vampires and say, oops, sorry.
I can't believe you made a deal with her.
No, it was more like a helpful exchange of information. It's not like I got a choice. She's scary. Besides, she's gonna help me get Catherine back.
Of course she is. Damon gets what he wants as usual, no matter who he hurts in the process.
I mean, I have to be snarky about it.
I woke up this morning to learn that all the vampires have been released from the tomb. I've earned snarky.
Oh, how long are you gonna blame me for turning your birth mother into a vampire?
I'm not blaming you, Damon. I've accepted the fact that you're a self-serving psychopath with no redeeming qualities.
Ouch. This isn't being very productive. We're going to figure out a way to deal with Pearl and the vampires, yeah?
Damon walks off. Elena turns to Stefan and they hug.
I'm sorry, he just makes me so cranky.
I know, he makes everybody cranky.
So what are we going to do?
Damon and I are going to handle everything, I promise.
Well, what about me? I can't just sit here and do nothing.
And that's exactly what you're going to do, because that's what's going to keep you safe.
Which means nothing if you're not safe, too.
What do you mean? I'm perfectly safe. I have Damon, the self-serving psychopath, on my side.
Well, that's comforting.
They're silhouetted in the firelight from the huge hearth. Anna and Jerry meet up in the bar.
Okay, we have some time. I'm not meeting my mom until later.
Wait, does your mom know you're...
The fact that you would even think it's possible to keep something like that a secret from your own family is just further proof that you're not ready.
Not ready is a step up from no.
And a million steps down from maybe. I like your bracelet.
Oh, thanks. My sister got it for me.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
She takes his wrist.
Your sister doesn't know you're hanging out with me, does she?
No, but I don't see why it'd be a problem. It's not like she knows what you are.
I'd rather keep it our little secret.
You know what, why don't you keep this?
Why would you give this to me?
Because you like it, and I like you.
You only like me because of what you want from me.
No, I like you.
Anna lowers her eyes briefly, then looks at him.
You know, you should wear it. Looks better on you anyway.
Working at the bar, Matt pours sugar into a cup. Caroline's there.
I yelled at my mom last night. You know, I feel like the parent yelling at the screwed up kid.
Well, maybe she needed to hear it.
Yeah, but I worry that if I push too hard, then she'll take off again, you know? Because that's her M.O. Just like Vicky, who I haven't heard from since she left.
Well, you can't control your mom, Matt, any more than you can control your sister.
I wish that she would just try a little, you know? If she would just try, that'd be okay.
Maybe she'll surprise you. People have a tendency to do that.
They share a knowing smile.
I should go before the roads get even worse from the storm.
Yeah, are you sure you should be driving right now?
I have to. It's my dad's boyfriend's daughter's birthday. We have a non-traditional ritual.
Well, buckle up, don't speed, stay off your cell phone, and call me when you get there.
Got it. Anything else?
Yes.
Hi.
At the Salvatore's, Damon stands on a ladder and winds a clock. Stefan hurries through.
Hunting party?
Guy did a number on me last night when he stabbed me. I gotta get my strength back up.
I have 2 liters of soccer mom in the fridge. No?
Talk when I get back.
All right. Give my regards to the squirrels.
Stefan runs through rain-sodden woods. Sensing something, he stops and scans about. 3 figures in hoodies step out. One steps towards Stefan. Frederick stabs Stefan.
There's nothing like a Mentos kiss. The Vampire Diaries, sponsored by Mentos.
There's a new ITV1 HD channel.
Is there? That sounds exciting.
I know. I'm not totally sure what it means, though.
No, me neither. Well, supposedly, it's like you're really there.
I can't see it myself.
Me neither.
I mean, how will it affect us?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure someone will tell us.
What?
Have you done something different with your hair?
A new channel, ITV1 HD. The brighter side just got brighter.
What's your name?
My name is Steve Lemon.
What do you do for a living?
We hunt, we stalk.
What's your dream?
I want to tour.
Let's see what you got there.
Get prepared to be seriously blown away.
You were just a disgusting pig, but now I realize you're actually demented.
Stop being smutty.
This spring on ITV2.
There's nothing like a Mentos kiss. The Vampire Diaries, sponsored by Mentos.
Lachlan Damon.
They're ignoring me.
The six missed calls? Sorry, my phone's dead.
Stefan here?
No. Why? Something wrong?
He went out in the woods and didn't come back. I can't get him on his phone. I figured he was here with you.
It's going straight to voicemail. Where could he be?
You're not gonna like what I'm thinking.
Pearl! Open this door! I swear to God, I'll bust through and rip your head off.
Pearl's not home.
Damon steps back.
Beautiful weather. Not a ray of sun in the sky.
Where's my brother?
Billy.
Stefan, grimacing with pain, is dragged out into the hallway.
You are dead.
Whoa, I'm sorry. You haven't been invited in. Miss Gibbons.
Yes, Ranger Cunning?
Never let this bad man in.
I'll never let him in.
She studies Damon, then goes.
145 years left starving in a tomb thanks to Catherine's infatuation with you and your brother. First few weeks, every single nerve in your body screams with fire. The kind of pain that could drive a person mad. Well, I thought your brother might want to get a taste of that before I killed him.
Billy!
You have a nice day.
Billy stabs Stefan. Frederick closes the door on Damon. Elena waits in her car. When Damon runs up, she gets out, holding an open brolly.
What happened? Where is he?
They have him. I can't get in.
Why not?
Because the woman who owns the house is compelled to not let me in.
I can get in.
You're not going in there.
I'm going.
You're not going in there.
Why are they doing this? What do they want with him?
Revenge. They want revenge.
We've got to do something.
I know.
We can't let them hurt him. We've got to get him out of there.
I know. Elena. I know. But I don't know how to get him out.
Hands wearing protective gloves take a coil of rope out of liquid. Stefan's ankles and hands are bound with rope. He's suspended bare-chested from a rope over a bar in a cluttered cellar. Frederick's there and picks up a wrench.
Her vein on the ropes.
Frederick pulls on the rope, tightening Stefan's bindings.
It's got a sting. Speaking of...
Frederick puts acid into Stefan's eyes with a dropper.
This isn't right! He killed Beth Ann. One of us, Harper. And don't you think for a second he wouldn't kill you if he had the chance. Earl says we're not here for revenge, right? I say that's exactly what we're here for. Starting with this.
He cuts across Stefan's chest.
And then his brother, and anyone else that gets in our way.
This isn't right! You're gonna want to let go of me!
Miss Pearl will be home soon.
Miss Pearl is no longer in charge. Tie him up and stake him down.
Frederick's two sidekicks drag Harper away. Damon and Elena meet Alaric in a school corridor.
Well, don't you look alive?
You can't hurt me.
Oh, I can hurt you, all right.
The two men step close.
Mr. Saltzman, we need your help. Stefan's in the house. Damon's a vampire. He can't get in. We need you. I would go, but...
But your life is valuable. Yours, on the other hand, is...
Stefan told me about your ring.
What about it? Let me recap. You tried to kill me. I defended myself. You died. And according to my brother, your ring brought you back to life. Am I leaving anything out?
Yeah. The part where I try and kill you again, only this time I don't miss.
Mr. Saltzman, please. It's Stefan.
I'm sorry, Elena. It's not my problem.
Well, it's a shame, because the woman in charge of the crowd can help you find your wife.
You're lying.
Am I? Why don't you ask her for yourself?
Coward.
Come on, Elena.
Alaric looks down at the ring he wears and considers.
All right. Wait.
I'll go.
At the bar...
So I have an answer.
To what?
Why you should turn me.
We're back to that.
Look, I wake up every day and I feel okay. But there's something missing, like a hole. Some people, they fit in life or whatever. I don't.
So you want a pity turn? I don't think so.
Oh, you should turn me because I don't have anything else.
She looks surprised and meets his imploring gaze.
Do you even know why we turn other people? It's not to give someone a one-way ticket out of lonerhood, okay? One, we need someone to do our dirty work. Two, revenge. Three, boredom, but, you know, that never turns out well. And then, you know, there's the obvious one.
He frowns.
You love someone so much that you would do anything to spend all of eternity with him.
She stares deeply into his eyes. He gulps and stares back.
I'm sorry, but you don't fit any of those categories yet.
He wilts. She sees Pearl enter.
So, yeah. You know, just make sure your thesis is clear, and she'll love it. I'll see you later.
Jerry checks the text she sends him. It reads, Mom.
Hey, did you get everything?
Yeah. The blood bank was understaffed because of the rain. I was in and out.
Who is that you were talking to?
A friend from the library.
Let's get home.
Hey, you're not going out in that, are you? The roads are dangerous. Route 5 is completely flooded.
We'll make do.
Mayor Lockwood, we have your table ready.
Great.
Mayor Lockwood, is it? I suppose it is treacherous outside. My name is Pearl.
Hi.
This is my daughter, Anna. We've just recently moved to town.
Welcome, Richard Lockwood. This is my son, Tyler. Please, please join us.
It would be a pleasure.
Mother and daughter walk on ahead.
Be more creepy, Dad. Not like your son is standing right here.
Grow up. Elections are coming. She's a constituent. And a rich one, from the looks of it.
And you can tell all that by looking at her ass? Awesome. I'm gonna go shoot some pool.
Pearl tuned into them. Alaric's kit.
Teacher by day, vampire hunter by night.
I have you to thank for that.
What are these?
Some tranquilizer darts filled with vervain.
Just get me in, I'll get Stefan out.
That's your plan? You're just gonna take them all on yourself?
Well, I'll be a little stealthier than that, hopefully.
Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm going with you guys.
No. No way.
You need me. I'll get in. You can distract them, and then I'll get Stefan out.
You'll get yourself killed. You're not going in there.
I'm going.
So when you get me in, get out as quickly as you can, because I know how to sneak around where they can't hear me. You'll basically just be in the way.
Damon, now's not the time to be the Lone Ranger.
Fine. Elena, you can drive the getaway car. You're not going in the house.
You can't stop me. It's Stefan we're talking about here. You don't understand.
Oh, I understand. I understand. He's the reason you live. His love lifts you up where you belong. I get it.
Can you just not joke around for 2 seconds?
I can't protect you, Elena. I don't know how many vampires there are in there. That's how long it takes you to get your head ripped off. I have to be able to get in and get out. Can't be distracted with your safety. Or this will end up a bloodbath that none of us walk away from, including Stefan.
Elena sighs and looks down.
I know. I get it. I understand.
Alaric glances at her.
If we're gonna go, let's go.
They take the kit and go. Elena lingers in the shadowy light.
Where are you? I can barely hear you.
Storm washed out Route 5. Now I'm detoured on some random backwards path to hell.
Well, you shouldn't be talking while you're driving.
I know, right? Need one of those old blue-tooth things.
Look, you're breaking up. Just turn around and go back the same way you came, and watch the road, okay?
Caroline's on a muddy track in woods. She's stuck. She can't get a signal on her phone.
Oh, good. Someone's home. Can I use your phone? My car broke down a few miles up the road, and this is the first house I saw.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me. So trouble, is it?
Not the slightest.
Great.
Hey, man, I really appreciate it. It's rough out there.
Billy, show our visitor where the phone is in the kitchen. And get me something to drink.
Yeah, sure thing.
Alaric shown into the kitchen.
Hey, Miss Givens. Let's go and use your phone.
Oh, sure, honey. It's right there.
Thanks.
He stabs Billy. Then turns on a tap and a liquidizer.
What's happening?
I'm really sorry, but you're going to need to invite a friend of mine inside.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's not allowed in the house.
Yeah, no, but you're going to have to make an exception.
Get her out of the house now. Miss Gibbons, don't tell me the truth. Are you married?
No.
Parents, children, anyone else who lives on this property?
No, it's just
no?
me.
Good.
He breaks her neck.
You're supposed to compel her.
It doesn't work, does it?
She's human, and I'm not, so I don't care. Now get out of here and get rid of the body.
Damon heads inside the house. Rain streams down the windscreen of Elena's car. Inside, Elena sits edgily gripping the steering wheel and scanning about. Alaric's equipment is beside her. She takes out a Vervain dart. A tree branch falls on the windscreen.
I'm in the process of obtaining some property. I understand that your family is the largest property owner in town.
Why, yes, we are. Dating all the way back to the town's original charter.
Your family came into a lot of new property in 1864.
You know your history.
It's a passion of mine.
Tyler and Matt.
Guy's not even subtle about it. Who is that? It's not my mother.
Jerry sits gloomily at the bar, sipping a pint while Anna plays darts. Jerry gets up and starts to make his way over to her. She raises her hand to stop him, then texts him. It reads, "Keep your distance. We're a secret, remember?" He texts her back, "I'm bored." Anna texts, "Suck it up." He replies, "Turn me and I will." They exchange a look.
I'm sorry, Mary. Do you know that boy over there?
Yeah, it's Jeremy Gilbert.
You don't say.
Frederick watches a game of snooker at Pearl's.
Billy! What's the holdup?
Frederick motions for a sidekick to go and look in the kitchen. The guy turns off the liquidizer and tap. Damon leaps out from behind a door and stabs him. Alaric runs back to Elena's car. Only his kit bag is there.
Damn it, Elena!
He takes the bag and runs off. Elena climbs over the porch rail to the house, crouches down beside a wall, and peers round the corner.
Billy, Jacob, get back in here.
Elena makes for cellar steps across the other side of the porch. She sprints down the steps, through a wrought iron gate and up to a door with a window in it. She peers through and tries the door, which is locked. Elena breaks the glass, puts her arm through and undoes the lock. She enters a dimly lit corridor and ducks out of sight when she sees a guy sitting at the other end, texting. The guy gets up and looks in her direction. Damon springs out and stabs him.
Are you insane?
Caroline sits in her car listening to music and moving her phone about to try and get a signal. She slaps the steering wheel in frustration, then turns off the radio. She turns off the car wipers. Leaving the car headlights on, Caroline gets out. She puts up a brolly and walks about, trying to find a signal. Standing on a steep bank beside cascading water, she lowers her brolly and continues trying for a signal. She slips and slides down to the bottom of the muddy bank. She pauses for a moment, then tries to clamber back up, grabbing a tree root to help herself. There's an arm poking out nearby. In the bar ladies' room, Anna washes her hands. She turns and gapes.
Jeremy Gilbert, is that what you've been up to?
He's my friend. What's the big deal?
His family is the reason I was stuck in a tomb for over a century.
That doesn't mean he'll make the same choices.
I want you to stop seeing him.
I've been on my own for a long time, Mother. I can make my own decisions.
Then stop acting like a child. As soon as Jeremy finds out what you really are, he will turn on you.
He already knows.
What did you just say?
Jeremy knows. He likes it. And he likes me.
Anna's head jolts to one side as Pearl slaps her face. Jerry sees Pearl walk out into the bar, followed by Anna, who ignores him but sends a text. It reads, "I'll do it." In Pearl's cellar...
Thank you for trying to help me.
I just needed somebody to blame. Someone to punish.
Elena. No, you shouldn't be here.
She was supposed to stay in the car.
Not him.
Whatever.
Let's get you down.
There's ravine by the road.
Elena, pull that.
Damon catches Stefan as he drops.
All right, let's go. Clothes on.
Wait.
What? Guys, come on. You have to get out of here. Come on, you gotta go.
Stefan and Elena pull stakes out of Billy. Stefan's hands and feet are now untied.
Can you get him in the car?
Yeah.
All right, go.
What about you?
You rescue, I'll distract. Go.
In the games room...
Turn that down.
Frederick stands beside the snooker table.
It's too quiet.
A woman in the doorway collapses.
Spread out. Now.
All right.
You two, back of the house, bro. Check out both rooms. Cellar, now.
Frederick removes the stake from the woman's back and studies it. Out in the woods.
Can you make it?
They fall over.
You okay?
Yeah. Come on.
In the house, Frederick stares through a doorway at a dead guy. Damon grabs him from behind and they fight, slamming each other up against walls and punching. Two henchmen pull Damon off Frederick and lay into Damon. Frederick zaps out of the scene. Damon pounds one guy, the other is about to go for him again. Alaric shoots the attacking man.
I'm going after Frederick.
Come on, it's right over here.
Elena helps Stefan into the car. She runs to get into the driver's seat. She reaches for the ignition, but finds only wires.
Stefan?
Frederick smashes the passenger window and drags Stefan out and pummels him. Frederick kicks Stefan. Frederick holds Stefan in the air by the front of his jacket.
This is for Beth Ann.
He stabs Stefan.
And this is for the tomb.
Elena stabs Frederick with a dart and he drops.
Stefan!
She's pulled a long stick out of his chest.
Stefan! 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 Stefan!
She shakes him, but he's lifeless. In Pearl's house, a guy with bared fangs jumps Alaric as he tries to reload his gun. The guy pins Alaric down, but Alaric manages to ram a dart into the guy. The guy rolls off him. Alaric staggers to his feet and feels his neck. Damon enters.
Frederick's gone. Let's get out of here.
I'm gonna kill him.
They exit the house to find a load of vampires walking out from the woods towards them.
How many of those vervain darts do you have left?
One.
Not gonna be enough.
They go inside. Alaric's been bitten.
Hey, Mom.
In Matt's kitchen, Kelly's cooking.
What's going on?
What's it look like?
Honestly, I wouldn't know. I've never seen it before.
Well, sit down. You might want to order pizza. I'm out of practice.
Mystery casserole. Yum.
Yeah, some people aren't meant for the kitchen.
She stares at him as he serves himself and prepares to eat.
What?
I know it's been rough. But I'm gonna try. I mean, really try this time. You just have to bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Good.
No, I got it.
Not bad, huh?
He opens the door to Caroline.
What happened to you?
Forbes appears.
Hey, Matt.
Hey. What's going on?
Is your mom home?
Caroline stares down.
Yeah, all right, give me 10 minutes. And keep it out of the news till I get there. Grab your stuff, we gotta go.
Kinda got half a burger left.
I found Vicky Donovan. Are you serious? Where was she?
Storm unearthed the grave off County Road. They just brought her body down to the morgue.
Wait. She's dead?
Come on, we gotta go.
Tyler turns to look at Jerry, then follows his dad out.
Stefan! Stefan, please, get up. Get up, Stefan.
Elena sees Frederick coming too.
Stefan!
She sees her cut hand and smears the blood on Stefan's lips.
Here.
Elena, please run.
No.
Please run.
Stefan, my wrist. Here, take my wrist. You need more blood.
Don't, Elena, run.
Run. No.
And raises it, ready to strike. Stefan leaps up, takes the stick, and stabs Frederick with it. Stefan snarls at Elena as she runs up to stop him. Frederick drops to the ground. Stefan calms and looks alarmed. He lets the stick drop from his bloody hand. Elena looks fearful. At home, Elena's somber face is reflected in the window as she stares out into the night. She puts a hand to her neck, closes her eyes and sighs. Stefan enters the dimly lit room holding a garment. She turns to face him, then looks away again.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Wounds have mostly healed.
Good.
Elena?
Yeah?
What you did today, coming to help me.
She's facing him.
You could have been killed.
I know.
And what I did, I'm sorry that... I'm sorry that you had to see it.
I've just never... You're like this other person. And it's my fault. I made you.
What? No. You didn't make me do anything. You were saving my life. And I was saving yours.
He reaches out and strokes her cheek gently.
Thank you.
She gazes at Stefan as he brushes her cheek with his thumb.
Hey, Jer. Wait, what's going on? Oh, no.
I am the fold in the way.
At Matt's, Caroline pours coffee for her mum, Sheriff Elizabeth Forbes, who sits beside a tearful Kelly. Caroline goes to Matt in his bedroom, passing glum-faced Tyler and Jerry. Matt sits on his bed, staring down at the floor.
I
made you some coffee.
Thanks.
Are you... Is there anything I can do?
He shakes his head forlornly, then stands and faces Caroline.
I need to be alone right now.
He walks past her. He sees Elena in front of him, and his face crumples. They hug tightly and weep. Caroline stands watching them, then lowers her eyes and turns her head away. Damon joins Alaric at the bar.
That was fun. Oh, don't look at me like that. I know you hate me. Guess what? Everyone hates me. But you can't deny, we were badass.
Alaric drains his drink and stands. He whacks Damon and leaves.
Happens.
Damon drains his drink. Elena and Jerry arrive home.
Jer, are you okay?
I'm gonna go get some sleep.
Elena sits despondently on the stairs. In his room, Jerry goes to a drawer, takes out newspaper cuttings about unexplained deaths, and tears them up. He stares at a photo of Vicky in a newspaper.
What are you doing?
The curtains billow at the open window.
My friend Vicky had She's dead.
Vicky? The one you thought was a...
Yeah. Turns out she's been dead all along.
She's the reason you wanted to turn. You wanted to be with her.
Jerry turns away tearfully.
I'm sorry.
He turns to find Anna gone. A breeze blows the curtains. Damon enters a room to find empty bags of blood. Stefan sitting on the floor, sucking from a bag of blood. His mouth is smeared red as he turns to Damon. ITFC audio description.
Thank you.